at her father in the Lord. He said, on the spot God healed her. So she's returning the glory to Jesus. And this one is from Pastor Israel Momo from Taraba 4. OFM Taraba 4. He said the wife was pregnant and was booked for operation. And when he went to the hospital with the wife. He said when before the operation, the doctor took the wife to while they were planning to take her to the theater, he sent a message to Papa. And Papa called back immediately and prayed for the wife. He said while Papa was still praying, the wife entered labor. Labor started and she delivered without operation. He's returning all the glory to God. And this other one is from Pastor Benjamin. He said on the third day, during the 3 days fasting and prayer, life broke as I was declared by our Father and the Lord. He said he was watching Celebration TV. On the third day, Papa gave a prophetic word. He said, there is somebody watching me, and you are a pastor, that God did not permit him to measure the full name of the person, but the name begins with letter B, that the pastor had HIV, and that the pastor was sitting with somebody, and both of them are watching Celebration TV live. He said he was the one. As soon as Papa gave that word, he said right there he was sitting with his wife. But when Papa gave that word, he didn't know what happened, that something came on him. He fell and started rolling on the floor. When he realized that, when he got up, he said the next day he went to the hospital. Behold, HIV had disappeared. He's returning all the glory to Jesus. And this one is from Mrs. Margaret Agama from Canada. He said he had a severe hand and leg pain. He said it was so severe that she could not use her hand for 1 month. But after connecting to Celebration TV, where Papa prayed, God made her whole. She's free now to the glory of God. And this other one is from Sister Bisiola from Abuja. Bisiola from Abuja. He said she connected to Celebration TV, and before the fasting and prayer, said she had symptoms of coronavirus. She was coughing, she had severe chest pain, and she was sneezing, and people started avoiding her. He said during the 3 days fast in her prayer, live broadcast, while Papa prayed, she placed her hand on the screen. To the glory of God, after Papa's prayer, she became whole. She's totally free now to the glory of God. And this one is from a viewer of Celebration TV from Sierra Leone. He said last year she was tested HIV positive and she was dying. She said, and she could not do what she was doing before, going about her business. To the glory of God, after connecting to Celebration TV, when Papa prayed, while Papa was praying for the sick, he said, God healed her of HIV. She's healed to the glory of God. And this one is from Prophetess Esosa. He said she was diagnosed of fibroid. Doctor said she had multiple fibroid. And during one of our services, fire night, he said she was here, she came. And Papa was praying for the sick, he said if anyone that had problem, came here with a problem, a challenge, I should place their hand there. He said she lifted, with one hand she lifted the doctor's report, they placed the other hand on her stomach. He said after Papa prayed, he said that the stomach started making noise. Started hearing some noise, feeling some noise in the stomach. Then following day, she went to the restroom to use the toilet. To the glory of God, the fibroid came out. She's returning all the glory to Jesus. Celebrate with the testifiers. As you do that, your testimony is the next. Please, we also have a testimony, a voice recording. Watch the screen.
Praise God. My name is Peter Edwin from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I want to thank God how God used his servant, Apostle Johnson Sureman, to heal me from stroke through connecting Celebration TV. I remember it was one day when I was in my sitting room. I fell down when I was at my home. I was not able to stand up or raise up my hands. It takes me one day, 24 hours in this condition. I remember next day it was the Sunday service when the man of God, the Apostle Johnson Sulemani, was praying for viewers through Celebration TV. I remember I was sitting on my couch, then I crawled down to go and touch the screen. I crawled down like a cripple because I was not able to stand and use my two legs. Then the power of God touched me. Since that day, I received my healing. I stand up for my own. Then starting to do what I cannot do and raised up my hands, which I was not able to lift it up. Since that day, I am free. I can do everything like before. It has passed now more than 3 months since I received this hearing. So I'm here to return the glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. That's a miracle. Awesome God, awesome power of God. What a God we serve. Let's take a hymn. More miracles are going to happen via the airwaves. God is going to be moving through the cyberspace, and I want you to expect a miracle. A hymn is hymn 51, page 51, hymn 51. Just as I am without one plea. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou didst bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one that blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse his spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Thank you.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive with welcome pardon. Cleanse with me, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come.
With that, we say we love you, Jesus. We love you so much. You mean everything to us.
Amen.
We want to say we love you. You are the El Shaddai.
Amen.
Father, we honor you. We bless your name this morning.
Amen.
You got times and seasons in your hands. You cause for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. You have chosen to call me your own. You got times and seasons in your hand. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. Yet you have chosen to call me your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God by yourself. I love you, Master. I bless your holy name. I worship you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. El Shaddai. Blessed be your name. I don't know why this song is coming. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Yes, you are walking God.
Your name is Yahweh.
Oh, your name is your name.
One more time.
Everything, your name is
Yahweh.
Oh,
miracle working God.
Your name is Yahweh.
Blessed be your name, Lamb of God. We thank you in Jesus' name. We're going to just receive our tithe very fast and then we'll hear the word of the Lord. Father, we decree our heavens be open as we give our tithes today. Bless us and let grace speak for us. May we enjoy overflow in Jesus' precious name.
Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify,
you are good.
You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Madonna de Nancy, Ebube. Ebube, Jehovah, Arama. Madonna de Nancy, Ebube. Ebube, Jehovah, Arama. Madonna de Nancy, Ebube. Ebube, Jehovah, Arama. Madonna de Nancy, Ebube. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good.
You are good, Jehovah, you are good.
Fire chukku na Gaza. Fire chukku na Gaza. Eza ya robyonga. Fire chukku na Gaza.
Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 2. You read verse 9. The ninth verse of the second chapter of the second book of Kings. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. I want to share briefly on the mystery of improvement. You can sit down if you want to. The mystery of improvement. God wants us to improve in life. God is a constant God, but wants improved children. God is unchanging. Is stable, but he wants children that have motion. God is God by himself. He is constant, but he wants children that are progressive. Elijah asked Elisha a question. What do you want me to do for you? He said, the thing I want you to do for me is not to be what you are, where you are, where you stopped, but a double portion. I want to improve on that which you have already laid down as a pedestal, that which you have already laid down as a landmark, as a legacy. I want to improve. So God wants us to improve. And that is why scriptures explains and proves to us that God is interested in us increasing. God is not a God of stagnation, he's a God of motion. When a man lacks motion, he experiences commotion. There are people today who have been on the spot for too long. And the problem with stagnation is that when you stay too long on the spot, you start looking like the spot. God wants us to increase. In Job chapter 8 verse 7, the Bible said, though thy beginning was small, thy latter end should, it didn't say will, should greatly increase. Meaning it is supposed to, if you want it to. In 1 Chronicles, I think it's 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles 27, 23, the Bible said that God shall increase Israel like the stars. God shall increase Israel like the stars. God, 1 Chronicles 27, 23, shall increase Israel like the stars of heaven. In Psalm 105, verse 24, the Bible said God increased the people greatly until they became stronger than their enemies. In Psalm chapter 7, verse 6, he said the earth shall yield her increase. The earth shall yield her increase. Psalm 6, 7, the earth shall yield her increase. In Psalm 71, 21, the Bible says, thou shalt comfort me on every side, and thou shalt increase my greatness. The Bible makes it clear in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, you see, of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. In Psalm 115, verse 14, the Bible says, God shall increase us more and more. More and more. Repeat 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you read verse 10, the word of God tells us that God wants to increase us. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 10. God wants to increase us more and more. In Colossians chapter 2, I believe verse 19, the Bible says we shall increase with the increase of God. God wants us to increase. In Acts chapter 9 verse 22, when he was talking about Paul the apostle, Acts chapter 9 verse 22, he said Paul increased the more. God wants us to increase. Paul increased the more. In Exodus chapter 1 verse 7, he was talking about how the children of Israel were fruitful in the land and they increased. Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6 said, he said Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So God wants us to increase. We see all that back to scriptures. The plan and the purpose of God is for us to enjoy uncommon increase. In Zechariah chapter 10 verse 8, he said we shall increase as we have increased. What God wants of your life, what God wants of your family is to increase. You shall increase. You shall improve. 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 God is constant, but he wants improved children. Children that improve, that become better than where they are coming from. Children that will not remain on the same spot. If people met you where they left you, it's a sign that you are not moving. If people met you where they left you, it's a sign you are not moving. If they met you in Job chapter 1, if you read verse 10, the Bible says one of the concerns that Satan had was that the substance of Job had increased. Job's substance in the land had increased. It was a big concern. In Luke 2 verse 52, speaking of Jesus, the Bible says he increased in wisdom and stature and was with favor with God and man. Psalm 67 verse 6 or verse 7, he says that the earth, when we praise God, the earth shall yield our increase and God shall bless us. God wants us to improve. So what Elisha was asking his master was that I need to improve. One of the cries that Elijah cried when he met God in 1 Kings 19, when he was crying under that oak tree, under that juniper tree rather, he said to the Lord, he said, I am not better than my fathers, kill me. Anyone that cannot improve on his parents doesn't deserve to live.
Until you are better than your fathers, you don't deserve to live. He said, I must improve on my parents. I don't know where your father stopped, where your mother stopped, where others have stopped in life. You shall improve. You shall exceed them. You shall exceed them. You shall exceed ancestral oppressions. Even if there was a wealthy man where you come from, whether materially, spiritually, in any dimension, you shall exceed them. You shall exceed them. The power of God, the anointing of God that causes men to improve, the anointing of God that causes man to excel, it shall come on your life. You shall improve. You shall improve. You shall improve. You shall improve.
God wants us to improve.
He said, give me a double portion. And I asked myself many years ago as a young believer, very timid in reading scriptures, very scared. When I read that, Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion, I felt Elisha was greedy. I felt Elisha was covetous. You have not asked for a portion. You are asking for double portion. Why are you greedy? Until the Lord told me he wasn't greedy. He saw ahead. Men that see ahead, use their head. Men that see ahead, use their head. He saw ahead. He knew that the dangers he would face was more than what his master faced. In the time of Elijah, there was no time that axe head fell into the river. It happened in the time of Elisha. So Elisha needed a double portion to confront what Elijah did not see in his time. In the time of Elijah, Naaman the Syrian never came with leprosy. But he came in the time of Elisha. He needed double. In the time of Elijah, people that came to kill him came in their 50s. But the time of Elisha, if you read 2 Kings chapter 6, the Bible says they came in bands, surrounded his house. They came in hundreds, thousands. So he knew he needed what was more than what his master carried to confront the armies of the aliens. Why do we need to improve spiritually now? We are face to face with what our fathers never saw. Our fathers were never locked in the room for months. So we need more than what they carry. Our fathers never saw an epidemic, a satanic orchestration of a one world order. That there are no services live in church. That everywhere is shut down. World economy is shaking. Whether you like it or not, even after we come out of this old pandemic, the economy of the world can never be the same. It will take tens and tens of years for them to catch up. I heard that America, is it Dallas or so, has not been extended till end of May. People are in pain. We need more than what our fathers carried. We need an anointing more than what they carried. We need to know God more than what the way they knew God. Because what you are up against and confronted is no more just a serpent in the garden. It's a dragon that has been cast upon the earth. We need more than what they carried. We need the grace more than what was on them. We see pandemic has broke forth. We need believers. He says in Daniel 11:32, he says that those that do wicked against the covenant shall be corrupted with flatteries. For the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. We need more than what they carried. We need more than just a little stone to put down the Goliath of destiny. We need the sword of God. And like what Gideon said when he confronted the Philistines, he said, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. It is time to prepare your sword because we are in the end time battle. But the battles of this end time shall not consume you. You will come out of the battles. You will come out of the hardship. You will come out of the mountain. You will come out of limitation. You will come out of obstacles. We need more than what our fathers had. And he said to him, he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. It might be hard, but it's not impossible. It might be hard. You are trying to be the best in your field. You are trying to be the best in your profession. Maybe you are an artisan. You are learning handworks to do. Or maybe you are a minister. You rise and you fall. Maybe hard, but it's not impossible. Maybe you have a business and you put in so much capital. You keep getting pregnant and yet you lose your baby. You are thinking of quitting the marriage. Don't quit that marriage. It might be hard, but it's not impossible. possible. It may be hard, but it is possible. Success is possible. Greatness is possible. Lifting is possible. Promotion is possible. Progress is possible. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. It doesn't matter how it is. It is not impossible. It may be hard,
but it's not impossible. He said, thou have asked a hard thing. He didn't say, thou have asked an impossible thing. It may be hard, but it's not impossible. How do I improve? Don't forget it. We are on a rampage for improvement. Do you know that in the midst of Kaboko Shagayada, many times people try to predict how they will succeed? 5 months ago, 4 months ago, I'm sure that people who were selling sanitizers almost gave up. I'm sure that people who were selling face masks almost gave up. Because people naturally use water and soap to wash their hand. They don't go for sanitizers. People naturally don't use face masks except they are surgeons. Face mask is like a surgical material. But today, sanitizers and face masks are raking millions. People who were online never thought there was any need to raise up, gadgets online. But today, they are making money. Wow! God knows how to bless you. He knows the right time. You know the right time. Many people are now running into doing sanitizers, doing face masks. Why? A capola. Open your mouth for 1 minute. I'm beginning to tell the Lord, it doesn't matter how. I ask for mercy. Anyway, I have given up on you. Father, show me mercy. Anyway, I've allowed discouragement. Ask God. God is telling me that somebody needs to ask for mercy. You have almost given up on God. Ask him for mercy. Father, show me mercy. Anyway, I allow my faith to be shaken. Anyway, I have given up on you. Ask for mercy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord just dropped that. He said, tell someone watching online. Tell someone hearing your voice to ask for mercy. Because they were almost giving up on God. Because of the challenges of life. Because of the hardship. Because of the pains and the pangs of life. How do I improve? The Bible says, the desire of Elisha was to improve on Elijah. So he was very calculative and strategic. The first thing, he asked for it. If you want to enjoy a life of improvement, you must understand the mystery of placing demand on life. Placing demand. Place demand on life. I've always said that life gives you what you demand, not what you deserve. Life does not give you what you deserve. It gives you what you demand. Listen, life is like an episode that keeps dragging on. It's your demand that gives your life meaning. Life itself does not give you meaning. It is your demand on life that gives your life meaning. The demand you place on life is what brings meaning to you. What is your demand? What is your demand? What is that thing you ask for? And don't forget, demands are verbalized. Demands are not just imagined. You must verbalize your demand. You must verbalize your demands. You don't just imagine demands. You don't wish for demands. You verbalize demands. You pronounce demands. God said in Hosea 14 verse 2, he said, bring with you words. When you come to me, bring words. Carry words with you. Carry words, carry words, carry words, carry words, carry words. In Psalm 89, 34, the word of God says, my covenant will I not break, nor utter the thing that has come out of my mouth. Carry words. Ask him. 1 John 3, I think verse 22. He said, whatsoever we ask of him, we receive because we keep his commandment. 1 John 5:14, the Bible says, this is the confidence we have that when we ask anything in line with his word, he heareth us. You know what he says in Matthew 7 verse 8? He said, he that asketh, receiveth. He that asketh, receiveth. In Psalm 2 verse 8, he said, ask of me the hidden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Ask. Ask of me. Ask of me. Open your mouth and ask. Ask 1 minute. Ask. I must improve. Ask. Open your mouth, everybody. Ask. I must improve on my father. It is warfare service. Lion of Judah. I must improve. Ask. Open your mouth. Ask. I must improve on my father. I must improve. Ask.
In Jesus' name.
Please, the service is called Lion of Judah. It's war. So it's an engaged service. I'll be engaging you. I'll give you a point, we pray. I'll give you another, we pray. So just be alert. It's a militant service. It's a service of war. Ask. It's important that we know the mystery of asking. Many of us are expecting God, wishing that God will do certain things on his own. God said, no, place a demand on life. Ephesians 3:20. He says, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we what? Ask. In James 4:2, you ask not. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. God was speaking to Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. God told Solomon, and in 2 Chronicles 1, verse 7, he said, ask of me what I shall give thee. Ask of me. Asking has to be verbalized. A demand rather has to be verbalized. And you cannot place a demand without a desire. That's the second thing. You must have a desire. What do you want from life? Are you going to sit down and just watch life pass on? What do you want? What is your desire? What do you want? What are you expecting? Positive, not negative. Because Proverbs 11:23 says the desire of the righteous is only good. Only good. Psalm 37 verse 4. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall grant the desires of your heart. In Proverbs 10:24, he said, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Created himself, intermediate with all wisdom. In Psalm 146, I think so. 146 or so, 145 verse 16. He said, he opened his hand and fulfilled the desire of all living things. And verse 19 says that he satisfied the desire. He fulfilled the desire of the righteous. What's your desire? Luke chapter 9 verse 9. Demand. Bent by desire. Desire. What are you desiring? What is that thing you are pursuing? In Haggai 2 verse 7, the Bible talks about the desire of all nations. In Proverbs 13 verse 12, I think, it says, hope defileth, maketh the heart sick. But the desire, Proverbs 13 verse 12, but the desire, but when desire cometh, is a tree of life. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. And that will I seek after. La palabash! What is your desire? You want to improve in life. You want to be better than your neighbors, better than your equals, better than your peers. Don't ever think. Listen, we are all saved, but we are not all the same. We are all deceived, but not all the same. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, he said, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, the Lord thy God has anointed thee with oil of gladness above. So people can be above people. Our rating is on the platform of our pursuit. Our rating
before God, not before men, not before our contemporaries or our peers. Our writing is on the platform. Our pursuit. What are you going to give your life meaning by beginning to place a desire and pursue it? Life is meaningless without desire. Life is meaningless without desire. Life is bitter without pursuit. Life is meaningless without desire. But life is bitter without pursuit. A wise man many years ago said, acquire to aspire the desires you admire. If in the process you perspire, don't retire, but refire to acquire your desire. Aspire to acquire the desires you admire. And if you perspire, don't retire, but refire to acquire your desire. What is your desire? What is your desire? We saw that in the life of Elisha. We saw his desire. That was why he improved on his master. The second thing we saw in his life, which is very important, and if we must experience improvement in all aspects of life, Elisha was not a materialistic person. You must avoid materialism. Materialism pursues the immediate. Spirituality pursues the ultimate. God wants you to have money, but God doesn't want money to have you. God wants you to have cars, buildings, properties, but God doesn't want those properties to have you. The problem of prosperity of the end time is priority. Prosperity that has taken the place of divinity is poverty in disguise. Prosperity that has taken the place of divinity is poverty in disguise. That is why John said in scripture, 3 John verse 2, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So what guarantees your material prosperity? What guarantees your physical prosperity? What guarantees your financial prosperity? Is the prosperity of your soul, is the trigger of every other form of prosperity. Materialism is a cancer in the life of too many people. They pursue material things because, you know, how you know people who love God is their willingness to let material things go in the place of service. 1 John 2 verse 15. Love not the world, nor the things of the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16 says, the world passeth away and all is lost thereof. Verse 17 rather. He said, but he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. What are you pursuing? What are you pursuing? 1 Corinthians 8 verse 3. If any man love God, he said, the same is known of him. 1 Corinthians 8:3. If any man loves God, the same is known of him. Romans 8:28 say, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Very important. Proverbs 8, if we read verse 21, the word of God says something. He said, I will cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasure. Those that love me, I will cause them to inherit substance and I will feel. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, he says, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has prepared for them that do what? Love him. Love of God. And Elisha was not looking for something tangible. That was vision. Gehazi was looking for something physical. That was ambition. Ambition is immediate. Vision is ultimate. Let me share this with you. In those days in scriptures,
Every man who became prosperous were men that dig wells. You remember Abraham? He dug wells. When Isaac came in Genesis 26, the Bible says that all the wells of Abraham, that of Isaac's father, if you read Genesis 26, if you start reading from verse 13, 14, 15, 16, you'll get there. You say all the wells of Abraham, of Isaac's father, that they had covered with earth, Isaac dug them again. So the prosperity of the people in John chapter 4, don't forget, Jesus and the woman by the well, we are talking about Jacob's well. So the wealth of the people of old was connected to the well of water that they dug. That was how their wealth was estimated. When a man wants to make wealth, he starts selling water. He digs well, he digs well, he digs well, and people gather there and begin to buy water. They fetch water. Don't forget, if you remember, when Moses, that's how Moses got his wife. He helped them to draw water and gave to them. But the brothers of Joseph saw a well. Rather than creating their own business, they carried Joseph and put him inside the well. Bitterness made them lose financial profit. Everyone was looking for wells to make business, to make impact. They carried Joseph and put it. And the Bible, the next time the Bible was referring to it, they called it a dry pit. A well became referred to as a dry pit because men did not maximize potential. Rather, they were pursuing revenge, pursuing envy. What is the love you have for God? The love you have for God is known by the love you show to your neighbor. The love you have for God is known by your readiness to let everything go just to serve Him. Materialism has taken the place of pursuit. We see in the life of Elisha, he was ready to let the gift of Naaman go. Naaman was coming. He did not even come out to see it. That's to show you how uninterested he was. He didn't even come out to weigh the gift. Because what you don't see can't tempt you. If you had come out to see it, to view it, the flesh in him would have prevailed. He avoided the gift. Exodus 23 verse 8. He says the gift, a gift blinded the wise. Gift. Even a wise man, a gift can blind him. Exodus 23 verse 8. A gift blinded the wise. In Proverbs 17, I believe verse 23, the Bible says a gift is taken from the bosom and it perverted judgment. Taken from the bosom. He said a wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom and pervert the ways of judgment. He knew that gift, which was already charmed, which I spoke about in my previous teaching, if you go to the YouTube, you'll see that. I explained the gift of Naaman, the power of the gift of Naaman. And that gift he knew. So he was, listen, the proof that you are not materialistic is your readiness to let go. What are you ready to let go in your walk with God? What are you ready to let go in your service to God? When in the kingdom, let me tell you how God weighs man. When purity is priority, prosperity is necessity. In the kingdom, how God handles his children. When purity is priority, prosperity is necessity. When purity, oh God, let purity be my priority. You open your mouth, you will tell the Lord, from now, let purity be my priority. Let purity be my priority. Let purity be my priority. Amen. Listen, if you read 1 Kings 19, if you read from verse 19, when Elijah casted the mantle on Elisha, the Bible says if Elisha was treading two yoke of oxen. Elisha left that to follow Elijah. What did Gehazi leave? He left nothing. He left nothing. Elisha was a CEO, an employer of labor. He was trained towards it. He had staff. He had workers. He had company. He left that. What have you left? What have you left? That shows if you are materialistic. In the kingdom, if you are materialistic, you are not realistic. In the kingdom of God, if you are still materialistic, you are not realistic. If you are still pursuing gold, you are not pursuing God. If you can't let go, you can't let God. What was the simple instruction? What was the simple instruction? In Genesis 19, Lot's wife, Lot told them, don't look back. She left her jewelries. She left her silver. She left as she was going. Why did she look back? She was still connected to the things she had left. She looked back. Let me remember my money in Central Bank of Gomorrah. I miss my current account in First Bank of Sodom. I miss my gold and my jewelry, you know, in Sodom. I miss my wealth in Gomorrah. And as she turned back, she remained there. What have you? She Bible says she became a pillar of salt. That was a mockery. When you turn back, when you miss or you are connected to material things, your life becomes a mockery. She became a pillar, not a grain. A pillar. Salt is good, but not as a pillar. Salt is good, but not as a pillar. Salt is good as when it's melted, but not. Genesis 19:26. He said, and she looked back from behind him. From behind, she was not with him. She looked back from behind him and became a pillar. It's very important that we begin to take our place. And we begin to know that in the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter what you are going through, God can take care of you. Don't pursue material things. People will go through this pandemic and survive it. It won't kill them. It won't kill them. God is able to take care of you. He's able. The Bible says, even the lilies of the field, the Lord clothes them. You wake up in the morning, the leaves are green. He said, how much more you? God says, a cattle on 1,000, he belongs to God. We see cattle becoming good. So it doesn't matter what you are going through, you will survive. Many men are crying. Some are heartbroken. How can I come out of this? How can I survive this? How can I go through this? How can I? Another 1 week. Another 2 weeks. How did you survive the last 1 week? Could you explain? You need to begin to look up to the hills where cometh your help. Psalm 121 from verse 1. My help cometh from the Lord. If anyone had told you, you'll be arrested as it were. Isolated, quarantined. Kept indoors this long and you still be sane. But God has kept you. So keep hope alive. Elisha knew that God was able to take care of him. If you want to improve in life, don't have a price. Don't be a Christian with a price. Be a Christian who pays price. Don't be a believer that can be bought. Be a believer who is ready to pay price, to lay his life down for Christ. Very important. Very important. Divine provision is majorly known in time of famine. This is famine. What you are seeing now is 2020 famine, recorded in history. This is famine. When the Bible says days of famine, there were days of famine in scripture. These are famine. You are locked indoors, you can't go anywhere. You are locked indoors, you can't move anywhere. Things are changing. I said something yesterday on my handle on Twitter. I said in the past, hugs were signs of love. Embrace were signs of love. Handshake were signs of love. But today, it's a sign of transfer of disease. It's now a sign of infection. Traveling abroad was vacation, but now travel abroad is infection. In the past, there have to be issues before a husband stays at home. But now, it's an issue for him to leave the house. Things are changing. You tell ladies, stay at home. Young men, stay at home. But now you tell them, go out. Everybody now is at home. Every day now is a weekend. Monday has become Saturday. Tuesday is Saturday. Wednesday is Saturday. Thursday, every day now is a weekend. Every day is a weekend. Women that pray for their husbands to come home are now praying for him to go out. But they are tired of the trouble they have seen for the past 2 weeks. Things are changing. Things are changing. If they had told us months ago that this will happen, we'll say, even though most of us who are prophets sensed it, we didn't see it. I just knew that there was so much carelessness. God will permit something to happen. If we come back out of this, when we do, know that what God is giving to us is a second chance. It's a second chance. And we're even happy that this came to be, to jolt us back to consciousness. Paris was a city of love. Italy was the home of religion. America was God's own country. So the people are running from those nations. Nobody should pride or glory in his nation or glory in his passport. God has proven to us that we are all equal. Africa, Asia, America, Middle East. God has proven to all of us that no nation should be arrogant or proud. We are all equal. Because just one pandemic can make a world power become a lesser power. What are we for? Why materialism? People have cars that for months they have not driven. Weeks. They just go there, they warm the car. They say, I look around the car, turn it off and go inside the room. Go ahead, just put on the car, give it some life, go inside, back to the room. Put on some life in the car, but where are they going? Wonderful car you spent millions on. He's looking at you, you are looking at it. He's looking at you, you are looking at it. He's looking at you, you are looking at it. You are now see how useless. I was told that in some states, you have cash, you can't buy. In some states, I was told, even if you have cash now, you can't buy anything. You have to do transfer through accounts. So if your account is empty and you have cash, cash has become useless. If you don't learn from this, you can't learn from anything. If you don't learn from this, even if God comes down physically and say, I am God, you ask him what tribe? It means you cannot learn from anything. Life, we have seen how we should pursue God. But those who have a relationship with God, there is this joy they have. In the midst of it, I don't know, I just have this uncommon joy. I smile, I wake up, I smile, I'm happy. Not happy at the problems of the world, but happy that I have Jesus. Happy that even though everybody loses everything, I have not lost Jesus. And that should be your joy. Materialism doesn't pay. We don't cry like the world. We don't regret like the world. We have him. We have him. Have you noticed sometimes you wake up in the morning and there's nothing to eat, but before the end of the day, something comes? There might be nothing before daybreak. Or there might be nothing at daybreak, but there must be something before the dawn of day. I like what the singer said. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees his tears fall, and he hears me when I call. All right, let me give you this two more, and then we pray. Mokoto brakata shata katayaras.
He said to Elisha, if you see me go, opened eyes. If you must improve in life, then your eyes must be open. Many have eyes that look, only few have eyes that see. Eyes that look are many, eyes that see are few. Open eyes. He said, if you see me, this is the condition. In Acts chapter 3, from verse 2, 3 down, Peter and John said to the man at the gates of beautiful, look on us. Meaning, this is the condition. Look on us. If you can see me go. The Bible says in Matthew 9 verse 30, it says, and their eyes were open. In Numbers 24 verse 3, he said, Balaam, the prophet whose eyes were open. Jeremiah 1:11, God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? And verse 12, Jeremiah said, I've seen an almond tree. And God said, thou hast seen well, I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 24 verse 3, what seest thou? Zechariah 4:2, what seest thou? Zechariah chapter 5 verse 2, what seest thou? Amos 7:8, Amos 8:2, what seest thou? Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 9, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. In Psalm 119 verse 18, he said, open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Malemagaya shatter. Matthew 6 verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If thy eye is single, thy body shall be full of light. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? You see, men who have seen things don't give up when what they are not seeing appears. Men who have seen something do not give up when what they are not seeing appears. What are you seeing? That should become your focus, not what you are not seeing. There's a difference between what has appeared and what you are seeing. Poverty has appeared, but that's not what you are seeing. Sickness has appeared, but that's not what you are seeing. What are you seeing? The fact that you sneeze, you are not scared. You say it's a virus. You sneeze, it's a virus. You are coughing, it's a virus. Little breathing problem, it's a virus. Is that what you are seeing in your body? Fear has torment. Fear has torment. Some time ago, a lady had miscarriage. According to her, she came to me and said, sir, I had a miscarriage. I lost the baby. I said, what do you mean? He said, I saw blood. And I asked her a question. If you injure yourself, what do you see? She said, blood. I said, you had an injury, not a miscarriage. Your baby is intact. What do you see? The Bible says in the book of Genesis that God brought all the animals before Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever he called them, so it was. It was a shame. The same serpent that ruined Eve, it was Adam that named it. Adam was the one that called it serpent. What do you see? What are you seeing about your life? What are you seeing about your children? Malokoto Bragadash. What are you seeing? Men that see ahead, nothing takes them by surprise. Men and women and people, Rakato Barikate, Zakato Rakatam Bayana, people that see ahead, nothing takes them by surprise. Men that see tomorrow, naturally conquer today. When they see tomorrow, nothing takes them by surprise. The proof, listen to me. If you see tomorrow, you become proactive. You start preparing for it. And until you are proactive, you can't be productive. until you are proactive,
you can't be productive. In Matthew 25, it was because the wise virgin saw tomorrow. That was why they carried extra oil in their lamp. But the foolish saw just today. Open my eyes. Oh God, open my eyes. Oh God, open my eyes. My eyes is the spirit. My optical and my spiritual eyes to see. Open my eyes. I refuse to walk in spiritual blindness. Open my eyes. I refuse to walk in spiritual blindness.
In Jesus' name.
Men that see ahead, nothing takes them by surprise. Men that see ahead don't lose their peace. One day I was studying the scriptures, and there's a way I look at the scriptures. I look at it analytically. And I was just imagining that Gehazi woke up and cried to the master. And said, Master, alas, we are done. We are done, for we are finished. Elisha said, relax. Go. Lord, open his eyes that I might see. And he saw chariots and horses of fire. The men who came after them had chariots and horses. What they had was chariots and horses of fire. So the difference was fire. The difference between you and your attackers was fire. They had chariots and horses. But what Elisha had surrounding him was chariots and horses of fire. They surrounded Elisha. Elisha's spiritual army surrounded them. So what gave Elisha that passion? He woke up looking very calm. Why? He knew they were coming. He saw it ahead, so he didn't lose his peace. Everything takes you unaware. Everything makes you panic. My wife can tell you, in the midst of all of this, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about it. They tell me, have you seen this? That's right. I say, I'm not interested. All I know is that everybody should prepare for the coming. 7G, 5G, 20G, 50G. Any G is not my attention. Prepare for the coming of Christ. That's all. Just be prepared. Just love God. Just serve God. Just enjoy Him. If it's 5G that will make you serious with God, then you are never a Christian. The awareness of whatever G is making you alert, you should be prepared. Because if that subsides, it means you will go back again to the world. Don't allow things gear your faith. Your faith should be geared by the Spirit of God. Those informations are not bad in themselves. They are okay. Knowledge is good. Knowledge is power. You must know things. But the things you know should not put fear in you. Those should not be what will determine your faith in God. That's the truth. 1 Corinthians, is it 14:10? He said there are many voices. 14:10 or so. Or 14:10. He said there are many voices and none is without signification. 14:10, yes. There are many voices. Voices. You will hear many voices. He said and none is without signification. God has shown you already clearly what He's doing. Listen. This pandemic alone should have shown you. 1 Corinthians 13:1, I think, is out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. It's important. 2 Corinthians 13:1 is important that we know that God is speaking to us through all the signs. Number four, and then this year we are going to scatter in 1,000 directions in prayer. If you must improve in life, you must be ready to carry a judgmental unction. An anointing for extermination and extinction. An anointing for annihilation. An anointing. Elijah, if you read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says, little children were mocking him. Bald head. And the Bible says, he commanded she bears to appear. He cursed them. As he cursed them,
the Bible says two she-bears came and devoured 42 children. I was a little bit sad. I said, children? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, hold on. For children to understand that a prophet was bald, those were not children. 42 children cannot gather together and pursue one person unless they have somebody that brought them together. So they are the leader. They use them as camouflage. If Satan wants to keep you prayerless, he will give you emotional blackmail. Oh, these are children now. Why should you pray against them? Oh, this person you saw in your dream is your mother now. She can't come after you. Oh, this person you have seen in your revelation is your friend. She cannot be the source of your problem. Emotional blackmail. If you fall for it, you prolong your affliction. It doesn't matter who it is. Hand over the person to God. Man, woman, boy, girl, child. Just say, Lord, I hand over this person to you. Take over. Hand over to God. You must be a believer who understands his authority. That's what I mean by judgmental longshot. You have authority as a believer. What you bind on earth, listen, you know, he didn't say what you bound in heaven is bound on earth. He said what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So it is earth that determines what heaven binds. Luke 10:19. He says that he has given unto you power over the powers of the enemy to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. But the serpents and the scorpions you refuse to tread upon will bite you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. I must improve. My life, if you're expecting a miracle from God, wherever you are watching from, the power of God is going to touch you. The anointing of Elohim, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who was and is and is and is to come, the one who sits on the circuits of the earth and the sons of men as grasshopper, the one that stretched for the heavens as a curtain and spread it as a tent to dwell in, the one that means what he says and says what he means, the weariless, dieless, tireless, faintless, failless God, the one that sees the end from the beginning, the one that has no birthday and has no anniversary, the one that began before the beginning began. He will show up in your favor. He will heal your body. He will touch your finances. He will touch your health. He will touch your home. Oh Lord, arise. I must improve. 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 Say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, oh Lord, arise. I must improve. In Jesus' name, we're going to take this prayer loud and clear before the Lord. We're going to tell God today, oh God, kill in me the love for this world.
l'amour de ce monde,
kill in me
tu as moi,
the love of the world.
L'amour de ce monde.
He said, if any man loveth the world,
monde,
the love of the Father, kill every appetite,
tout appétit,
every appetite for carnality,
tout appétit pour la carnalité
in me. Say, Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
as I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
kill in me,
kill in me,
the love of the world,
the love of the world,
kill in me,
kill in me,
the appetite for carnality.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We're going to pray, Lord, I reject.
Say,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah.
As I begin to pray,
I
reject spiritual blindness.
I reject spiritual blindness.
Oh Lord, arise.
Oh Lord, arise.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open.
Open your mouth and begin to cry to the Lord.
Metumakagi Adume Bo Juda Metumakagi Ekwekwalaka I be to Awela Metumakagi I belong to Awela Metumakagi.
And we love you.
When I remember the place where you took me from, I'll never be tired to say thank you. And I see you doing a new thing in my life. Lord, I'm grateful for the future I see. I'm so grateful for the future I see. Lord, I remember, Lord, I remember the place where you brought me from. I thank you,
Lord, I thank you for where I am today.
I see you do it.
Going to see miracles. I want you to believe in your heart that Jesus is right where you are. If you are sick in body, place your hand. Place your hand on your head, chest, face, waist,
dans la taille,
back,
au derrière,
ears,
dans les oreilles,
or someone you know,
ou quelqu'un que vous connaissez,
who is sick in body,
qui est malade dans son corps.
We're going to see the power of God now.
Vous allez voir la puissance de Dieu,
the anointing of God,
l'onction de Dieu,
is going to touch them.
Vous touchera.
Right where you are,
partout où vous êtes,
place one hand there,
mettez votre main,
and stretch the other hand,
et étendez l'autre main.
For with God,
avec Dieu,
all things,
toutes choses, est possible.
Right where you are.
Partout où vous êtes.
I command cancer to go.
Je commande le cancer de sortir.
I command tumor.
Je commande le tumeur.
Go.
Pas.
Somebody is by your right hand side.
Quelqu'un à ta main droite.
And is deaf.
Est sourd.
Tap the ears.
Touchez l'oreille.
The ears just open.
L'oreille vient de s'ouvrir.
Tap it. Just tap it.
Tapez-le.
That person's deaf ear is open. There's someone watching me in Ibadan.
Il y a quelqu'un qui me regarde à Ibadan.
In Ibadan.
À Ibadan.
You have a problem with your lungs, your respiratory system.
La respiration.
God is healing you.
Le Seigneur vous guérit.
Someone is watching me from
Hebrew. Me regarde.
Hebrew.
De Hebrew.
In South Africa.
Dans South Africa.
You have a heart condition.
Tu as un problème de cœur.
There are two people by your side.
Il y a deux personnes à tes côtés.
Right now.
Maintenant.
God is taking away that heart problem.
Le Seigneur
and
le
two of them also have infections.
Et les deux ont l'infection.
God is healing them.
Le Seigneur te les guérit.
Somebody who cannot walk.
Quelqu'un qui ne peut pas.
Rise up.
Lève-toi.
Rise up.
Lève-toi.
The right hand of God is powerful.
La main de Dieu est puissante.
Walk.
Marche.
I speak to blindness.
Je parle à l'aveuglement.
That person that is by you that is blind, receive your sight.
Reçois tes yeux.
See in the name of Jesus.
Vois dans le nom de Jésus.
I come against.
Je viens contre
internal infirmity.
Toute infirmité à l'intérieur.
As I begin to call the name of Jesus.
Et j'appelle le nom de Jésus.
Whether I call your healing or not.
Et je m'appelle ton nom ou pas.
You begin to experience a miracle.
Et tu auras un miracle.
In your body.
Dans ton corps.
A miracle.
Un miracle.
In your body.
Dans ton corps.
A miracle.
Un miracle.
In your body.
Dans ton corps.
In the name of Jesus.
La puissance.
Power.
La puissance.
In the name of Jesus.
Someone has
been healed of diabetes.
Quelqu'un guéri du diabète.
Someone has been healed of prostate cancer.
Quelqu'un guéri du cancer du prostate.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
From your head.
De la tête.
To your toes.
À tes pieds.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
Right where you are.
Partout vous êtes.
Liver problem is gone.
Les problèmes de foie sont partis.
Someone is watching me in Lagos right
Quelqu'un
now.
Me regarde à Lagos maintenant.
And you have a pain of appendicitis.
Tu as l'appendicite.
You are planning to do an operation afterwards.
Tu voulais faire une opération.
Spend your money on something else.
Utilise ton argent pour autre chose.
Appendicitis is gone.
L'appendicite est partie.
I command.
Je commande.
Every trace of infirmity.
Toute infirmité de quitter.
To be out of your body.
Sors de ton corps.
Out of your body.
Sors de ton corps.
Out of your body.
Sors de ton corps.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
Healed.
Guéri.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Who the Son of Man sets free.
Celui que le Fils de l'homme libère.
Is free indeed.
Est libéré pleinement.
Blessed be your name.
Que ton nom soit béni.
Blessed be your name.
Que ton nom soit béni.
Begin to send your check your body.
Regardez votre corps.
See what God has done.
Regardez ce que Dieu a fait.
Send your testimony.
Envoyez votre témoignage.
Check your body.
Vérifiez votre corps.
See what God has done.
Regardez ce que Dieu a fait.
Send your testimony.
Envoyez votre témoignage en ligne.
Your time has come.
Votre heure a sonné.
Blessed be your name.
Que ton nom soit béni.
For the Lord my God is my portion. Lifts my head in glory. From my home the Lord has exalted.
He teaches me to prosper.
I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimony.
Shake it, look at me, you will see it.
It's my season.
All around me.
Testimony.
Hey, it is because the Lord is my shepherd.
I shall never want. Every day. Testimony. Every day. Testimony. Sing the word is working. I'm so full of faith.
In the morning.
Testimony. Tell us what's happening. Miracles.
Papa, why you have ministry just now? Test messages I entry the phone. The first one is from Sister Becky. She said, I was very weak and could not do anything before Papa started praying. She said, I got closer to the TV. Immediately, strength came upon me. I stood up and I'm free now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Papa, another message from Onosos, the person who put the name. He said, I had problem. Yes, he said, I had keloids, a problem of the skin. She has skin disease. And while you were ministering just now, she placed her hand on the screen. He said, I placed my hand on the screen. And after Papa prayed now, my body is cleansed now.
Skin clean.
Some
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
What a God we serve.
Quel Dieu merveilleux.
I have come with stories to tell. I have come with
testimony.
Take a look at me, you can see.
Say you can call me
testimony.
It is my time and it is my season. All around me
testimony.
And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want.
Every testimony.
Papa, something has happened. This one is from Sister Martha from America. She said she was booked. She said she was scheduled for MRI due to mental disorder. While you were ministering just now, they pushed her, carried her to the screen, placed her hand on the screen. After the prayer, I am healed now. My sense is restored. Praise
they
God.
They carried her to the screen. She was booked an MRI. And from America.
From America.
And now, what is God with her?
The
things that are impossible. The things that money cannot buy. They are the things that he has done for me. What my mother could not do. My father could not do. He has done it again and again. What a marvelous God. Marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me.
What a marvelous God.
What a marvelous.
He has done marvelous things for me.
Malaka bayara bayaba da 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 da.
Papa, this one is from Ghana. My name is Favor. For 2 years now, I've been suffering from severe chronic pain. From chronic stomach and chest pain. As Papa was ministering, I placed my hand on the screen. I am healed now.
Totally healed. Who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Totally healed. What a mighty God we serve. Let's just take 3 or 4 more. What a God we serve. We bless your name. Thank you, my Father.
Papa, this one is from Italy. He said, I have severe headache. And I was afraid to go to work. I said, to the glory of God, as Papa Minister, I am healed by the power of God.
It is permanent. Thank you, Father.
Merci, Seigneur.
Blessed be your name. It's permanent.
C'est permanent.
It's permanent.
C'est permanent.
I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. And please, where's the camera?
Papa, this one is from Sister Toluwami. Toluwami from Akoko in Ondo State, a place called Akoko in Ondo. She said she had growth in the private part and with serious itching. While you ministered, she said she placed her hand on the screen and the itching stopped. She's looking for the growth now. It has disappeared.
The growth has disappeared. What a mighty God we serve. Let me say this to us.
In the midst of adversity,
what no man can do,
story no man can change.
my world. You've done far more than enough.
Laughter in my mouth. You alone are God.
Papa, this another testimony. This one is from Sister Obi Daniel. He said, I read. He said, for 2 months now I have paralysis. I could not walk, could not go out. I was watching Papa in my room. As he said, if you have problem, place your hand there. He said, I put my 2 hands in my legs. After Papa prayed, I stood up by faith and the pain is gone. I am healed to the glory of God.
She's walking. Paralysis is gone.
La paralysie est partie.
Father, we give you glory. Please, on Friday is our Good Friday service.
Vendredi.
Wherever you are around the world, by 10 in the morning,
à 10 heures le matin,
we are believing God for miracles.
Nous ferons des miracles.
Sunday is the same thing.
Dimanche, la même chose.
Miracles are real.
Les miracles sont réels.
They're going to join us online.
Et nous serons en ligne.
10 a.m. on Friday.
10 heures le vendredi.
Some revelations.
Il y a de grandes révélations.
About the death of Christ will be unveiled.
À la résurrection sera révélée.
And also we'll pray for the sick and
et
believe
nous allons
God
prier pour les malades.
And Sunday is going to be the same movement.
Et le dimanche, il y aura le même mouvement. Cette semaine.
For with God, all things.
Avec Dieu, toutes choses.
Are possible.
Est possible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci,
thank
Jésus.
You. Jesus, I come to know you. You've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve my praise. I go to chamber one. You've done far more than enough. Jesus, I can't give a lure. You know what no man can do. Beginning and the end.
You deserve my praise.
I'm going to change my world. You don't find more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth. Jesus, I can't give a lure. You know what no man can do. Beginning and the end. You deserve my praise. You don't find more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth.
You alone are God. My praise, my praise,
my praise. You deserve
my praise.
Go on, just take one more.
Okay. Papa sir, he said, I am Cecilia Akon from Dubai. He said, I have a severe chest pain and I have been coughing. As Papa prayed, I placed my hand on my chest. As I speak, I am healed by the power of God.
What a God we serve.
Tell Dieu merveilleux.
What a God we serve. We're going to take some of those testimonies maybe this evening by 4. Send them in. This evening, I'm going to be teaching live on the Holy Spirit. On the Holy Spirit.
Sur le Saint-Esprit.
I'll do that this evening by 4.
Je vais faire ceci aujourd'hui.
4 p.m. Nigerian time.
À 16h, le lundi Nigeria.
I'll do it on Monday tomorrow by 6 p.m.
Je le ferai le lundi.
On Tuesday by 6 p.m.
Le mardi à 18h.
All you need to know.
Tout ce que vous voulez savoir.
About the Holy Spirit.
Sur le Saint-Esprit.
And please, it's important that you.
Cela est important.
Tune in.
Et que vous soyez en
on
ligne.
On all our social media platforms.
Sur toute notre plateforme.
And God is going to touch you.
Et Dieu vous touchera.
Before I pray for prayer for the month,
que je prie pour
I
le
want
mois,
to pray with you if you want to make peace with God.
Si vous voulez faire la paix avec Dieu,
the Bible says,
la Bible déclare,
what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Que l'homme peut donner en échange à son âme.
There's nothing you can give to him.
Il y a rien que vous pouvez lui donner.
Than to say, Lord,
dis, Seigneur,
this is my messed up life.
Voici ma vie.
Take it and give me your blessed life.
Prends et prends ta donne-moi la vie bénie.
You want to know God.
Tu veux connaître Dieu.
And to have an intimate relationship with
avoir
Jesus.
Avoir une vie intime avec lui.
Say this after me.
Dis ceci après moi.
Heavenly Father.
Père céleste.
I come to you today.
Je viens à toi de ce jour.
Just as I am.
Comme je suis.
Have mercy on me.
Aie la bonté sur moi.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
I believe in my heart.
Je crois de mon cœur.
I confess with my mouth.
Je confesse par ma bouche
that Jesus
que Jésus
is my Lord.
Est mon Seigneur.
I'm born again.
Je suis né de nouveau.
In
Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
I pray for you, you will not fail.
Je prie pour toi, tu ne choueras pas.
You will not fall.
Tu ne tomberas pas.
You will not fall.
Tu ne tomberas pas.
I'm sure this evening they are going to show you an email.
Cette nuit, je vais vous montrer.
That can get to me personally.
Vous pouvez m'écrire personnellement.
So that you can write me a mail personally, I will read it and I'll reply.
Tu peux m'envoyer un email personnellement, je vais répondre.
Your time has come.
Ton heure a sonné.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
I pray for this month.
Je prie pour ce mois.
April.
Avril.
Is a month of grace.
C'est un mois de la grâce.
4 is the number of balance.
4 c'est le chiffre de balance.
In Mark chapter 2 verse 3.
Dans Marc 2, 3.
The Bible says there was a man that was sick of the palsy.
Il y avait un homme qui était malade.
That was born of 4.
Et il était né ainsi.
He had 4 friends.
Il avait 4 amis.
This 4th month of the year.
Cet 4e mois de l'année.
May God connect you to true friends.
Que Dieu te connecte aux bonnes personnes.
This 4th month of the year.
Cet 4e mois de l'année.
May God give you help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. You will not struggle.
Vous n'allez pas lutter.
You will not fail.
Vous n'allez pas échouer.
You will not go down.
Vous n'allez pas échouer.
This month of April.
Ce mois d'avril,
you will have an intimate and uncommon unbroken relationship with God.
Vous aurez une relation intime avec Dieu.
You will excel.
Vous allez exceller.
Heaven will do you well.
Le ciel vous fera du bien.
Your time has come.
Votre heure a sonné.
Succeed and prosper.
Ayez le succès et prospérez.
Succeed and prosper.
Ayez le succès et prospérez.
April shall be full of testimonies.
April sera rempli de témoignages.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Your time has come.
Votre heure a sonné.
Thank you, my Father.
Merci, mon Père.
Open your oil.
Ouvrez votre huile.
All over the world.
Dans le monde entier.
To this anointing service.
Ce jour, c'est un lieu d'onction.
Open your oil.
Ouvrez votre huile.
I bless that oil.
Je bénis cette huile.
I speak prosperity.
Que la prospérité rentre.
I decree favor.
Je décris la faveur.
Say thy right hand, O God,
la main de Dieu
has become glorious in power.
Est devenue puissante dans la puissance.
Thy right hand, O God, has dashed in pieces thy enemies.
A divisé les ennemis.
Power.
La puissance.
Enter that oil.
Rentre dans cette huile.
For signs.
Pour les signes.
Wonders.
Les prodiges.
He says in the book of James.
Dans le livre de Jacques.
His end is sick among you.
Et il y a un malade au milieu de vous.
Let him call the elders of the church.
Qu'il appelle les anciens.
Let them pray over him.
Qu'on prie pour lui.
Anointing him with oil.
Et qu'on lui donne l'onction.
And the prayer of faith.
Et la prière de la foi.
Shall save the sick.
Guérira le malade.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
In Jesus'
name. Dans le nom de Jésus.
Your time has come.
Votre heure a sonné.
Anoint yourself and prophesy.
Mettez l'huile sur votre vie et prophétisez.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Get an offering in your hand.
Prenez votre offrande.
Get an offering in your hand.
Prenez votre offrande.
And speak to it.
Et déclarez le dessus.
Let the grace of God shine upon you.
Que la grâce de Dieu brille sur votre vie.
You are blessed.
Vous êtes béni.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Jesus, I come to know you've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve my praise. I go to chamber one. You've done far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth. Jesus, you've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end,
you deserve my praise.
I go to chamber one. Laughter in my mouth.
You alone are God.
Jesus, I come to bear you away.
are blessed. You are blessed. Please, we are going to be having a very sweet time from this evening. So please tell everyone to tune in. And those who need to be with us, to follow us on on YouTube, Facebook, and
Twitter,
all our social media platforms, should do that, because we're going to just understand the Holy Spirit and we're going to have a wonderful time. 4 p.m. Nigerian time. It is well with you. The Lord keep you this week. The Lord prosper you. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. In Jesus' name. You are blessed. No matter what the matter is, you matter when it mattered most. I'll see you 4 p.m. God bless you.